3 and 5, he was wounded for my transgression. Oh Lord, he was bruised. something in this place.
I feel it too, Bishop.
Why don't you high five somebody? Tell them I'm still standing.
I'm still standing.
Go ahead. Tell them.
After everything I've been through, Bishop,
I'm still standing.
The devil couldn't shake me.
Shake her.
Hey!
I'm standing on Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good. To them that love the Lord. To those who are called according to his purpose.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning as we give all honor and praise to our Lord and Savior. We like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Before we go into our spiritual ministry, we'd like to offer a message of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Father, let thy will be done on earth as you have it be done in heaven. Father, lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from all that you said was sin and evil. Once more again, Lord, Father, we are bowed and praising your name. Praising you, Lord, Father, for life, health, and strength. We also, Lord, Father, want to thank you for sending an angel to watch over us all night long. And as we slumber and slept, Lord, Father, we want to thank you that no form of destruction fell upon us. Lord, Father, and bright early this morning, Lord, Father, touching us, even us to open our eyes to see a brand new day. A brand new day, Lord, Father, that we never seen before. We just want to say thank you, Lord, Father. As we open our eyes, Lord, Father, we notice, Lord, Father, that we had the activities of all our limbs and all our body parts was working in their respective manner. We just want to say thank you, Lord, Father. We was able, Lord, Father, to go and clothe ourselves for this brand new day. We was able, Lord, Father, to go and prepare a meal to nourish our bodies for this brand new day. We just want to say thank you, Lord, Father. As I pray, Lord, Father, we ask, Lord, Father, that you stop by the hospital. Someone may be pressed with an illness at home, Lord, Father, but we want to add a mighty healing upon their body in your name, Lord, Father. Please, Lord, Father, don't I only stop there, Lord, Father, but go by the nursing homes. I know, Lord, Father, you have some sons and daughters there, Lord, Father. Some there, Lord, Father, that are elderly, Lord, Father, that have been on this earth for some long existence. We want to praise them for their efforts on this earth. We want to add a mighty healing upon their bodies, Lord, Father. Lord, Father, bless them on every leaning side. Strengthen them where they're weak and build them up on every torn side, Lord, Father. Lord, Father, don't only stop there, Lord, Father, but go by the schools and colleges and universities, Lord, Father. Knowing, Lord, Father, you have some sons and daughters that are pursuing careers and endeavors. Lord, Father, give them some understanding, Lord, Father, and give them some strength as they go on their journey, Lord, Father. Lord, Father, don't only stop there, Lord, Father, but go stop by the jails and prisons, Lord, Father. Knowing, Lord, Father, you have some sons and daughters there, Lord, Father. They may have made a bad decision that have put themselves in that facility. But, Lord, Father, we ask, Lord, Father, that you give a mind regulation upon them, Lord, Father, in the right direction. Ask that you, Lord, Father, that they seek your face, Lord, Father, for some guidance and direction. Lord, Father, don't only stop there, Lord, Father, but go with us as we travel up and down the dangerous highways. Be an eye and ear for us. Be an arm of protection around us, Lord, Father. We ask, Lord, Father, that you stop by each home individually, knowing, Lord, Father, that there's some situation that may be going on in someone's home that needs your guidance and direction. We ask that, Lord, Father, in your name. Someone, Lord, Father, may have lost a loved one. We ask, Lord, Father, that you comfort them during their bereavement time. Let them know, Lord, Father, that you are too wise to make a mistake. Only you know, Lord, Father, when it's our time to take our last breath. Lord, Father, we ask, Lord, Father, that you go with us as we enter in this brand new week. We ask, Lord, Father, that you guide our footsteps, that we may go in the right direction. We ask, Lord, Father, also that you guide our tongue, that we may speak the right words that may be pleasant, that is not harmful, and just be positive word to someone, Lord Father. Lord Father, when we are traveling the last mile on this earth, when we have sung our last song, and when we have prayed our last prayer, we ask, Lord Father, you give us a home somewhere in your kingdom. We're not asking for the best seat, but somewhere in your midst will be suffice. These blessings and others, we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. And we say, amen, amen, and amen again. Again, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. We hope that each song that is about to be played is a blessing upon each and every one of you. Be sure to join us each and every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Next song coming up is coming from Daryl Coley, Marrette Brown Clark, and Marvin Sera. And they want to let you know, you just stand.
When you've done all you can and seems like it's never enough, and what do you say when your friends turn away and you're all alone, all alone?
Tell me,
what do you get
when you've given your all and it seems like you can't make it through? Well, you just stand. When there's nothing left to do, you just stand and watch the Lord see you through. After you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle the guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? Hey, and how can you smile while your heart has been broken and so filled with pain? Yeah, yeah. Tell me, what do you gain when you give in your all? It seems like you can't make it through. Whoa, you just stand. When there's nothing left to do, you just stand and watch the Lord see you through. Oh, after you've done all you can, you just again, you just stand.
one of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Something right now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation. But I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the pain's go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear, so I trust you, in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through, I trust you, God, you've never left me, I know you love me, that's why I trust you, come on, why you take it up?
Sometimes my world seems scattered, sometimes weary, sometimes confused. All I feel is abuse, but to trust you, just to trust you, I live to trust you. You've always been there, and to know you is to love you. You're my provider. I live to trust you.
Every now and again you feel beat up by life, like all the world is against you. Trouble on your job, trouble in your home, trouble in your marriage, trouble with your finances. But the one thing you've got to learn to do is put all of your faith and confidence and trust in the Lord your God.
Sunday morning praise with Kel. It's 32 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning as we give you the very best in gospel music. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not text while driving. Want to arrive safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from Dwayne Woods. You're tuning into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver the very best in gospel.
Thank you. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He was me white as snow.
glad he wants me. I'm so glad he saved me. I'm so glad he saved me. I'm so glad he gave me. I'm so glad he gave me. Watch me.
Watch me.
Watch me.
Watch me.
Watch me.
Watch me.
Watch me.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuning in to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is at the top of the hour. I'd like to count and thank everyone for joining us this morning. Great music there coming from the Georgia Mass Choir entitled, How Much Do I Owe? We're going to continue giving you the very best in gospel. Our next song coming up is coming from Vicky Winans, and she wants to let you know, no cross, no crown.
Okay. give it to you. Anything you want, anything you need. Won't he do it for you?
Yes, he will.
Come on, talk to me. Won't he do it for you?
Yes, he will.
Money
yes,
in the pocket. Clothes on my back. Shoes on my back. Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Yeah. new blessings my way. And he does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It's 21 minutes after the hour. I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining us this morning. Great music there coming from Luther Barnes and the Redbud Choir, entitled You Keep On Blessing Me. We're going to continue giving you the very best in gospel music. We hope that each song is a blessing upon each and every one of you. Our next song coming up is coming from Karen Clark Sheard, and it's entitled A Living Testimony.
If you never been sick,
you wouldn't know Jesus is a healer.
If you never been sad, body jerking. I'm here with my girl Vanessa Bell Armstrong. And we just want to let you know one thing. If you living right now, then you're a walking miracle. Vanessa, come on.
You carried on despite adversity while you're diligent to get your healing. It's what they're saying. It's what you're praying. Not fainting, just believing. Cause his word says, he and a man that he shall lie. And he promised, you will live and shall not die. I speak healing unto you. He's faithful to see his promise through. That's why every day that you see, every breath that you breathe, just proves you a walking miracle. Every lesson you learn, each page you lift a turn, shows me you a walking miracle. A perfect man is what you thought he'd be, so you married him and started a family. Started changing your debating, or am I saying your knees and your praying? I can't take this, living within this circumstance. Been wearing bruises put on me by my husband's hand. Years gone by, you've been faithful in your praying. God ain't lied, he delivered. Situation, I know he'll bring you out. I'm living with it. He can hear your prayer, even bring deliverance. Only if you let him. I know sometimes it gets so hard and it seems endless, but better days will come. I promise that it ain't hopeless. I pray that you will receive this prayer, cause I sincerely believe it.
Every day that you see, every breath that you
Ghost has said it's your miracle. You're next in line. I don't care what the devil told you. You're next in line. You've been listening to devil have had you bringing up the rear long enough, but you're next in line. worship him. Get those hands up. Come on and bless him. Come on and worship the Lord. Receive it by faith tonight. Come on and receive it by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Trying to get across the street. It could have been me living in the street, y'all. It could have been me with no food on my table to eat. But you know what? Cause it could have been me. Let it go. time every call. The Lord said he'll work it out for me. I knew he will. Have anybody been lonely tonight? The Lord said he'll be a company keeper for you in a lonely hour.
Good morning, everyone, and you are tuning into the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. I am your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. I hope everyone is being blessed by the very best in gospel music. Be sure to join us each and every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 11 a.m. Eastern Time for this broadcast. We wish you a great and blessed rest of your day, and by all means, please do not text while driving. Once you arrive safely to your destination, have a blessed day. God bless. Next song coming up is coming from Sherry Jones Moffitt, and it's entitled "Encourage Yourself."
Gotta pat your oppression, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
God has
smile on me. He has set me free. Oh, oh, oh God, smiled on me. He's been good to me.
My God is good.